Fall camp was what I expected it to be. I got chills. I was excited. It's fun to be home with this group, and we have a fun group right now that, you know, is a little ticked off, and we're going to try and prove some people wrong, and it's fun to be out here with them. So I got the chills. I have the chills right now when you ask that question. It's surreal still, but we've got a lot of work to do. So we kind of just got a great day one under our belt today, and we'll come back tomorrow and see where we're at.
So much emphasis on energy, positive, getting up and down, hustling to the football and everything. How does that translate on Saturdays when you see that now?
Yeah, I think, you know, positivity is contagious, you know, and confidence, you know, is key to make good plays. And I think the more guys are, you know, in the right frame of mind and the right, you know, excitement level, then plays are just going to come naturally. When you're tense and you're on edge and, you know, you're a little disgruntled, it's hard to make plays all the time. And so that's the vibe I want. I want guys to celebrate because it's too darn hard. Football's tough as nails. So when we make good plays, we're going to make great ones. When they make bad plays, you got to look forward to the next play because you got a chance to do it. So we try, all our coaches do a really good job of that. I'm running around. I'm a little kid. I'm having fun. So I want the kids to echo that. And they had a lot of fun today. And so it was good to see them make some plays, and we'll see how they do tomorrow.
Jaden Brady talked about the togetherness of the offense is like maybe he's ever had at Northwest Missouri State. I assume that's not something of, hey, we had a couple talks and everybody's ready. Like, that starts in the weight room and just carries on out.
Yeah, you know, you bring up the weight room. You know, Joe Q does a great job, really, with our people management. I mean, he's a good human, and, you know, we're always touching one another, like high-fiving. I mean, just know that we're in it together. We talk about being a band of brothers and being together on everything we do, and we're only as strong as each other. And so we know we have to lift each other up and be tight. And so as a group, you know, we're all we have. And if you embrace one another and challenge each other, and as long as you love somebody, you can challenge them as much as you want and they'll respond. And I think our guys understand that, know that it's trust, it's love, it's coming from a good spot. And at the end of the day, we want a team win. We don't want individual wins. And when you know, a bunch of dudes come together, nobody cares who gets the credit, man, you're playing with fire. So I'm excited. I think we have that.
Offense outscores the defense today. You see big plays on both sides. Is this kind of what you wanted to see day one?
Yeah, I did. I think it was good for our kids offensively to come out and start fast. You know, it was fun to see them make plays. You know, defense is right there, but the kids made some good ones. And I thought, you know, I told the defense right afterwards, we had a huge play. You know, it was a busted coverage, to be honest with you. And we ran down and scored. And then the defense, you know, instead of crying or moaning, and they jumped right in. The very next play, got a sack, kicked us off the field, and like, that's exactly what you got to have. You know, it's the bounce back, the resolve to say one play is not more important than the other. And so then they got off the field and made a big play. So it was fun, man. I think both sides made plays, and offense came out definitely a little bit hotter today, and that was good to see. How the quarterbacks threw the ball really, really well, and then you know, the wideouts made plays when they had a chance to.